music.
Hey, this is Soulful Solly Brown from London City, Soulfly Productions.
And this is Miss Fly, and you're listening to For the Love of House podcast with
our brother DJ Mark Henderson. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked indeed. This is DJ Mark Henderson, aka The Master Killer, aka Gary Seven. I'd like to thank the soulful one, Solly Brown from the UK, and Miss Fly from Canada for that great drop. And if you haven't already heard it, Miss Fly has done a fantastic cover of the classic Ribbon in the Sky by Stevie Wonder. Check it out and catch it on Track Source, and it is hot fire. And I can't wait to hear what the remixes are going to sound like. All right, Househeads, today's guests are the dynamic producing duo Val Karik and David Jones, collectively known as Polyrhythm.
Music.
For the Love of House, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, Shemay and Tony Soul. Peace.
Hi, I'm Cortez.
And I'm Bridget.
Welcome to House of BAV.
House of BAV is the home of Born Again Vintage. It also houses other local creatives, artisans, and designers from the community. We sell one-of-a-kind, handmade, and original items. But House of BAV is more than a boutique, it's an experience. So come check us out at 359 Main Street in East Orange.
You can also reach us online at the website www.houseofbav.com. Thank you.
Urban Element, Deep Element. Urban.
Every Monday night, let the Housing Project take you on a musical journey. Four soulful brothers from the Jersey Shore, serving the best in house music. Check out the Urban Deep Element show Monday at 8 p.m. only on Global House Movement Mixcloud.com.
Urban Element, Deep Element. Urban Deep Element. Urban.
Ace Beat Music, the legacy, continues.
Ace Mungin, the architect of the New Jersey house sound, is still going strong. Check out the latest soulful releases from Ace Beat Music at acebeatmusic.com.
And if you're looking for apparel, Ace Beat Music has you covered. UrbanBeatGear.com is where you'll find a great collection of vintage house t-shirts, hoodies, and more that show off your individual belief, intelligence, power, and excellent.
Ace Beat Music. They are house and so much more.
Don't let them bring you down. Don't let them bring you down.
Hey, Househeads, we got some very special guests on the show today. You know what? Every intro I say special guests, but people that are involved in this music, they're just very special people. I have one of the most multifaceted production duos working in house music today. Together, they're called Polyrhythm. I'm talking to David Jones and Val Karik. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thanks for having us, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
So, you guys can answer this, you know, together or individually. When did you first fall in love with music?
Oh man, that's a loaded question, I would say.
So, yeah, man.
I mean, the fascination with music goes back a long way, man. I mean, just to give you some background, Dave and I, we've been boys, best friends, brothers since pretty much we were kids, man, like 8 years old. So we've kind of always been around the block and, you know, doing things together, playing sports, whatever. And we kind of always were talking about music, man. And, you know, just from being early on in kids, and Dave got the bright idea, hey, man, I think I want to start, you know, DJing, right? So he got some stuff, some equipment. And Dave, I think you can tell the story better than me, though. But basically,
yeah, we started at 12. We started at a young age. And you know, from there forth, you know, we didn't start directly with house, is what you would call it. I was, you know, when you're starting off as a DJ, you're experimenting, is what I call it. And, you know, you just, you know, through genres and genres. And I think in high school was when we first stumbled across what house music was when it was first coming about, and hearing different mixtapes and different records that were out. And we both gained, I think, a big liking to it, right? And you know about, right? You could,
yeah, absolutely, man. I think we started with like salsa, right? Latin type events. Yeah, we started with some hip hop, mainstream type stuff, and definitely high school, man. We started getting into, you know, I know we used to play a little bit of Baltimore Club, right? The high school dances. Yeah, man, it's so we got into a little bit of everything, but definitely around like 16, 17, that's when we started getting into the house and going on to the city and starting to figure out what's going on with that.
Hey, Dave, what was your setup? What was your first setup?
Oh, my first setup.
Newmarks. You had Newmarks. I remember, bro. The Newmarks.
DJ.
Gemini. You had a Gemini mixer?
No, it was actually a company called Next. Remember that? And I think they were started by a company, I think it was called Stanton back in the day, if I'm not mistaken. By JBL. Yeah. That was my first setup, but it was the Next mixer. And yeah, it was what he said. Like, I had the tabletops. And this is right when I think the dual CD players had just came out. So we had practice on vinyl. We started with hip hop, but as soon as I started, you know, experimenting with different records, I grew a fascination for it, just because I love the idea of just being able to go from a 70s record and you know, beat match, and you know, be able to mix it into something, you know, from some, you know, from today's hits, or to, you know, the record or something different. So that intrigued me a lot, and I think that's where, you know, me and Val, we, you know, if you see what most of our production is about, it's very Latin influenced. So, you know, being both from a Latin culture, I'm Cuban, Val's Uruguayan. And, you know, Latin music in our culture was very big. You know, salsa, especially merengue, you know, we both to that from that, you know. So there was a lot of stuff from his culture where you see that's involved in our music, and stuff from my culture as well, which, you know, from the Cuban culture, is, you know, a lot of salsa, a lot of Afro drum roots. So I think it's been a fun journey for us. You know, we put that into that, you know, into the perspective now from a production, you know, standpoint.
Yeah, I was listening to your catalog recently, and I was, you know, impressed with the drumming patterns and the Afro-Cuban feel. I could feel that coming through in the music. And I think it really, you know, as a basis for house music, it's really infectious. Yeah, those beats are very infectious.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And you got to know that, like, drums, it's like it's in everybody's blood, man. Drums, that gets everybody moving. That's the basis, I think, you know?
Yeah, maybe the original instrument was the drum, I think, the first instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that gets everybody moving. Yep, go ahead, man.
So this kind of brings us to the name of your... to the name Polyrhythm. Where did that idea come from?
So I think, I think we got to give credit where it's due here, right? So, yeah. All right. Yeah. So the name Polyrhythm actually came, my cousin, Ivan Diaz, shout out to Ivan. He does a thing called Ancestral over in Europe. And he grew up with, obviously, like, and when Dave and I got together to kind of start doing a party in the city, I believe, in Alphabet City, was where our first party was. We didn't know what the name would be for the party, right? We just wanted to get down and DJ. But we were like, yo, man, let's just play all types of music, you know, all types of different house. Let's not keep it to one genre. And then my cousin comes out of left, and he's like, yo, you guys should just call it Polyrhythm, you know, many rhythms in that night, many rhythms. And we were like, oh, word, that's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. So we just kind of ran with it, and then as we started doing the parties, you know, we were doing a weekly party back then, man. This is like 11 years ago, 12 years ago, 2010, doing a weekly party in the city. Yeah, man, absolutely. And it was Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights, real off nights, man. And yeah, and then we kept doing it, and then people were like, "Yo, those are the Polyrhythm Boys, Polyrhythm Boys," and it kind of just stuck.
You know, like Val said, that name came on us a lot just because I feel like that just identifies who we are. And like you said, you've seen our catalog. Like I feel like we've experimented a lot. Like I kind of consider ourselves veterans, even though I feel like we're not, because we're just still learning, and we still got so much more to go. You know, so we learned very early in our career, you know, in the industry. You know, coming in at that age, we didn't really have a correct direction, I would say, right, Val? Like especially when you're in we wanted to experiment in different markets, you know. So, and I think that shows a lot in our production. Val said, like when we first got our love for our house, I think what was it like? We were listening to like Robbie Rivera, right, Val, at that time, man. Like,
but all types, we
didn't know
Robbie Rivera. Yeah, it was like Deep Dish. Like, I mean, we were just going from everything we could find, man.
15 years old, and then we got introduced to like Louis Vega, and then from there, that was like a new opening for us. We were like, "What is it?" You know, it was great. Yeah. It was fun to experience both realms, you know. And I think that, you know, that's like a story we're still gonna tell in our music, you know, coming forward. You can see that a lot, like you said in the catalog.
Yeah. Also, that kind of reminds me when I think about Vega and I think about New Eureka and Soul and all that times, and the use of organic instruments as well as, you know, digital instruments. And I hear you guys use a lot of organic type sounds and instruments. Is that what you set out to do from the beginning, or what is your vision on using real instruments versus digital, or a combination of both?
Yeah, man. So I think that just stems from around the way here, right? Like Louis from New York, right? We're from here, from Jersey. We're literally right across the river, and it's all the same melting pot, right? You get all the Hispanic culture, and we're just used to hearing that, those authentic drums everywhere, right? Like in all the music that we heard growing up, you didn't really hear, you know, like too much electronic stuff from our standpoint. You heard, you know, congas and bongos and cowbells, like real authentic stuff. So when we set out to start, you know, putting our drums together, the first thing we reached for was, you know, real samples or musicians like percussionists and stuff like that we can just chop up and resample and regroove, right? But everything just sort of, I don't even think we ever even spoke about this. We just kind of knew like that's where we would start, you know, just drums, like authentic drums.
Yeah. You know, it gives it, you know, that organic feel makes it sound like it's, you know, being made by human beings, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. We've always, I think that's like our strong, me and him would just focus on drums. Like we'll be at like 16 tracks just before we start even throwing anything else in, just because we like to fill the record completely up, you know what I mean? So
yep.
Right. What about remixes? You guys have done some remixes as well. What is your approach to that when you get a chance to do a remix? Do you try and strip it all the way down, or do you try and leave the melody in there, or what's your approach?
Well, I think the remixes we've done, we have never really gotten too many stems. They usually just give us acapellas, right? So there really isn't much melody to sample or anything like that. So we'll usually start fresh, right? We'll just get a vocal and we'll start right from the vocal, just piecing it together and try to regroove into something that we would play, right? Like that's our approach for everything. It's like, okay, is this something we would play? Like, if we're not going to play our own record, then we're going in the wrong direction, right? So, that's the one sign right there. If you could listen to what you're doing and be like, yo, can we play this? And if you're like, nah, then nah, just scrap it, right? So, I think, you know, when approaching remixes, it's that same type of vibe. We'll take a listen to the original and see what they did. And we always like to do something different. That's why that whole polyrhythm approach plays in our favor, because if we get a track and it's a very, very, let's say, Afro track, and we're going to remix it, then maybe we won't do something Afro-y. Maybe we'll do something more Latin-y, more musical, or vice versa, right? The fact that we could kind of vary our productions a little bit helps us into doing a little something different. So
yeah, definitely. You guys have a lot of versatility. I was listening. I mean, you guys have touched just about every genre. You know, some of your stuff has a little more techie sound to it, you know, more Afro sound. So I think that,
yeah, man,
that versatility is really a great aspect to have for a producer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like you said, like, you know, like our first record came out, 2009, right, about 2010?
It was, yeah, 2010. It was so rare.
I get confused on the years because, like, you know, obviously in the music business, you know, you come out with a record and then it doesn't get signed. So the release date, but I think it got released. I know we did that back in, like, 2008 or 2009, right? And then it got signed in 2010. And, we're in 2022 right now. So that it's, you know, 12 years in the business. You figured, like, we're gonna ride that roller coaster, and that's why I meant, like, we tested genres, and that's what polyrhythm is. You know, you don't know what our remix is gonna sound like. I feel like we're kind of building our signature, as you know, you're gonna hear some perks from us, you know, some drums, you know, something Latin is definitely gonna be in our remix if we're asked to do something like that. And I feel like we're still building that signature as we grow, you know.
Yeah, and then when you know, as that signature becomes, you know, something that'd be sought after, you know, people will think to themselves, oh, I want that polyrhythm sound, you know. That's really cool. What was it about house music that affected you so?
That's also a good question, right? I feel like, you know, that saying when people are like, oh, that person hasn't caught the bug, right? The house music bug. And everybody just kind of, they're like, yup. Everybody just kind of gets that saying for some reason. It's like the first time I heard it personally, I think we were like, I don't know. I think we were, my cousin was DJing and showing us how to DJ, and he put some vinyls on, and he, I think it was like a deep dish vinyl, like a Yoshitoshi, something like that, like back in the day. And it's just that four on the floor, right? It just has that energy, and you're like, yo, what? I don't know why, man, but I just kind of want to groove a little bit to this. Like, what is this, right? It's just, it's hard to describe how it is, but, like, some people just get it, right? And I feel like all of us in the house music community, we all get that. Like, you know, yeah. We all share that same feeling, right? Like, you know that stank face everybody gives each other when the beat drops? Like, that's exactly the vibe, right? Everybody, you don't know each other. You're in the club. You see each other. That beat drops, everybody gives each other that stank face, and that can't be replicated. That's just like, everybody just feels that same feeling, you know? That's the best way I could put it, man. You know that, Mark.
yeah, house is a feeling, you know?
Yeah, man, 100%.
And I call it also, I always refer to it as the beloved community, because the other thing that I loved about, or love about it, is the openness of the scene, where you have people from all different walks of life coming together, you know, and there's no judgment, you know, if you want to come and dance, that's it, you know, old, young, whatever. I like that type of environment. And was that the type of environment you were trying to get at your party when you had it?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. We used to joke around that we were going to buy a baby powder and just have it out, right? And next to the DJ booth. Because that's the type of vibe we wanted, right? We didn't want, we didn't want that pretentious type vibe. We always were like, right, we just want dancers. We just want to groove out. And that's why when we first started doing our parties, we were doing parties down in Alphabet City in the Lower East Side, where... You know,
we wanted our party to be like that mid vibe, you know, coming from like the open format culture. Like, you know, you don't get, like Val said, you don't get that vibe. It, you know, I feel house music really spreads love when it comes to you know,
right.
You know, it's a different type of energy, and we wanted that. We wanted the, you know, a person in a suit not to be looked at differently if they walk into our party, or you know, someone that was breakdancing on the floor, you know, wearing a hat or you know, in a tank top. It didn't matter to us. You know, what mattered was what we were playing at that moment and what we were spreading in the message. So,
yeah, spread love. That's a great way to put it. You know, spread love. That's what I was at Coney some years ago, and you know, something about house music outside is different too. And
I was with my wife,
and I said, look around. And she's like, what? I said, look who's here. And she said, who's here? I said, everybody. Everybody. Yep. You know, and that kind of vibe is, you know, one of the things I really love about the music.
Absolutely, man. I don't know if you knew too much, but we used to do a party in Miami for the music conference. Like we did it for like 5 years straight. And we used to do that. Oh, yes. And it just reminded me, you just said right now about the outdoor, right? And oh man, we used to do that at the Clevelander, at the
rooftop.
Oh
yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So yes. So we get this, we would do a 10-hour party.
Whoa.
Right? Like, yeah, for 10 hours straight, man, we would just be out there in the sun and we would have all our friends come and play. And that's exactly what you just said right now about looking around and seeing everybody. That's how it was, man. And there's something about outdoors and house music that kind of goes together too, right? It's crazy,
yes,
right?
Yes. Because
you could be in the dark club, dingy, and it vibes. And you could be out in a rooftop or outdoors somewhere, and it vibes. It's just, it's kind of crazy when you think about it.
But you know what? It's funny. It's like certain tracks I listen to, and certain tracks feel to me more like outdoor track.
Yes.
I don't know how to put my finger on what that is, but certain tracks seem more like, okay, this one you would play outdoors. I don't know.
Yeah, man. I got a perfect one for you. Sean Escoffrey, Days Like This, outside.
Oh,
you gotta
yeah.
play that outside.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a classic. It's a beautiful song,
man.
Too.
You know? Absolutely.
Here comes the sun.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a wonderful song. I'm trying to get him on the show. If you know anybody, let me know.
I got you.
So, was the idea from the very beginning to get into production and have your own records, or were you just trying to be DJs at first?
At first, we had started the party. We were getting into the production, but production was always on the list. I believe we started the party first, right, Val? If I'm not mistaken, we had the party going.
Yeah.
While in the production, and I think it was like a year into before we started production. So we had the party rocking out, and then we finally released our first record.
Hey guys, what was it like the first time you heard one of your records out or on the radio?
Oh man, that was definitely a good feeling, man. Definitely a good feeling. What's even crazier than that is the first time is always a blessing, right? You're taken back because you're like, wow, this, you know, somebody actually digs, you know, the hard work that you put in, and they're grooving to it, which is amazing. But I'll tell you. The best feeling, I think personally, came about when we did a bootleg, right? I don't know if you heard it. It's by Depeche Mode, "Personal Jesus," that we remixed with Master Kev and Tony Loretto, and that really like took off, man. And that was being played everywhere, and we got videos of Black Coffee rocking that and festivals like Tomorrowland. Yeah, wow. And what's even crazier is we saw a video of Richie Hawtin playing it in DC 10 in Ibiza. I mean, think about that, how crazy that is. That's not,
our genre. It's like, and it's
I gotta tell you, man, seeing somebody like
it gives you goosebumps. I'll tell you that, like, it's just obviously that you would expect that you would get. And then some, and you know, and that could, honestly, that's what keeps us going. You know, we want to reach higher levels of that. Not only that, have longevity in the business, and just keep putting out quality stuff, man, that people want to rock. You know,
yeah, it's about having a body of work. You know, it's about having a body of work. So with the DJing and with your productions, I'm sure it's allowed you guys to travel. Is there any particular place that you travel that you really dig, or have, Do you have a favorite place to travel?
Or that we, Do you have a favorite
place that you like to play?
Yeah, man. I would say our second home, Miami, of course. Mm-hmm. That's a given. That's a given for sure. I would like to go to the West Coast, though. I don't think we've been to the West Coast. And I hear nothing but good things about there. So that's definitely on the list. We would like to.
Yeah, they got a nice scene out there. Nice. Have you guys been overseas?
I've never been overseas personally. Nope. Not to play, not to visit anything. And you know what? Now that I say it, I feel bad because we, like I just said, my cousin lives out there, and he's doing things in Europe. He does a thing called Ancestral. And I'm like overdue to go visit him, me and Dave. He's always telling us like, yo, when are you guys going to come down? When are you guys going to come down? And we're just
terrible. We're going to be out there.
Yeah, man. So we got to make it out to Europe.
Yeah, hey, we have a lot of listeners to the podcast over in the UK. So if you're out there,
nice.
UK listeners, maybe Polyrhythm will pay you busy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, once we launch off the label, we're looking into getting back on the road and doing stuff. So we with the label now being launched, you know, me and Val have a lot of focus on building this baby for us, you know. So it's like our new child, it's something that we both didn't foresee. We wanted for a long time, but you know, I feel like we needed to learn a lot of the business, and it made us who we are today. You know, especially you know, giving us that step, you know, to be able to label owners at that one point. You know, we had to you know take a seat and realize you know the position we're in. So we're grateful for that. I'll tell you that.
Now, as label owners, are you also into developing new talent, working with new producers, new artists?
So that's definitely, yeah, man, 100%, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, like we literally just launched the label in January of this year, and we spent all of last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Here we spent. I don't think we took any remixes last year, maybe one or two, something like that, but nothing crazy. We didn't even put out much music. We just stayed all last year making music. We have all of it up for the launch and for this upcoming year. So I think dealing and working with up-and-coming talent, that's on the list of this 100%. We got a couple of guys that we're building the team with right now, and we're going to have some of their releases on the label coming soon. So hopefully we'll be able to develop that roster and grow and have the label be a place where, you know, guys are up and coming. They want to pitch stuff and we'll be more than happy to have a platform for them.
Yeah, we didn't have that in the business, you know, so we want to give that, you know, especially like that was one main reason was for us to have a hub we could put out more music. We were always coming out with records, you know. Mm-hmm. So now we have a home base for that. But that's, you know, obviously discovering new talent. I want to be a hub for, you know, me and Val. That's what we wanted. You know, we wanted to be able to give back, you know, somehow. And we didn't have that opportunity. It was just really hard getting, you know, trying to shop your record around. Up and about and getting, it's an A&R to listen to it and stuff like that. And we're obviously going to be selective, but we're going to help out people that we know could do or there at one point. So
that's fantastic. So where can people find your social media, guys?
Yes, you find us on Instagram at polyrhythm_music, Facebook, polyrhythm_music as well. And we have a website as well, polyrhythmnyc.com. But we mainly communicate mostly on the Instagram. That's pretty much the most popular right now. So that's where we're usually the most responsive.
I know Spotify is a popular platform. You can definitely go check us out there. We've got tons of different playlists as well. And you'll be up to date with all our new releases because, you know, we're going to be bringing stuff out every 3 weeks. So,
yep. That's the schedule right there, Mark. Every 3 weeks, there's a new Polyrhythm music record out.
You don't have to buy the record. You're going to just play it, man. Support it. That's it.
Wow. You guys are in it to win it. You heard it here first, Househeads. You heard it here first. Polyrhythm. Look for some big things coming from them in the next forever, I guess. Yeah.
there we go.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for coming on the show. I really appreciate you guys coming in. And thanks for everything you do for house music.
Hey, man. No problem, man. We're glad to be here. Thanks for reaching out to us, man. I'm more than happy to do this, man. And anytime you want us to link back up, just holler, bro. We're always here.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure, man.
Thank you. And once again, thank you to all the listeners and stuff that support the community, you know. So.
House music. All right, folks. Polyrhythm.
Appreciate
go support
you guys.
These brothers. Okay.
All right
thanks a
stay
lot,
safe.
Guys.
Music.
Yep.
Music.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'd like to congratulate my guests, Polyrhythm, for launching their label and expecting such great things from them. Be sure to check them out on all your listening platforms. This has been DJ Mark Henderson, a.k.a. The Master Killer, a.k.a. Gary Seven. And I'd like to say that I really appreciate your listenership, but let's make this thing grow. Tell two people, subscribe, write a review, spread the word. We got some great episodes coming up, and I just want you guys to stick with me and stay tuned. Catch you next time. For the love of house.